Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to Big Gay Talk. This episode, I'm welcoming back Jem Arnott to help me talk about QPRs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jem. I use he, him, and KitKits pronouns. I'm an animal lover, a gamer, and I'm a gray ace trans mask person.
Cool. So this episode, mostly Jem and I will be here. We'll be talking about QPRs, which stands for queer platonic relationships. And Jem, do you want to give your definition of a QPR? And season one style, I will give you Google's definition.
Sure.
Okay, Google defines queer platonic relationship, or QPR, or it also says queer platonic partnership. It says they are umbrella terms to indicate that a relationship defies the divide between romantic partnership and, quote, just, end quote, friends. Relationships can be considered queer platonic when they break any of these or similar norms. What do you think about Google's definition?
So, I mean, technically, it's a definition. It is a definition.
Okay, so, and what would yours be?
I wouldn't say it defies the divide. It kind of straddles the line between a friendship and a romantic relationship, and it's not something that's going to replace, because that's a really bad word for it, a romantic relationship or a friendship. Like, you know how a lot of people define their romantic partner as being more than friends?
Mm-hmm.
A queer platonic partner would be more than friends, but not more than friends in the way a romantic partner is.
Okay.
It's nuanced, and it's hard to put a strict definition on it because everyone's definition is different.
Right. From what I understand, put very simply, it is kind of an in-between of friendship and romantic relationship, and like you said, kind of straddling the line, and how much you are on either side of it depends on your specific relationship, but some people might be more romantic-y than platonic, and some people might be more platonic than romantic, from what I understand.
Yeah, it very much depends situation to situation, depending on your partner or partners and what your personal relationship is. There are QPRs out there who, like, I know some who, given the chance, would love nothing more than to just sit together and watch cartoon reruns. And that would be their ideal date. And I know some who would do the exact same thing, but, like, add in kissing, and the level of comfort and what society sees as romance or romantic gestures differs very much person to person, group to group, relationship to relationship.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we kind of talked about how it looks different for different people, and you know, there's really no right or wrong way to have a QPR. And it's different for everybody. What are some misconceptions and stereotypes about QPRs that you would like to correct?
It's just a very special friend. That's the biggest thing out there. Someone, every time I see someone mention something about queer platonic relationships, someone always, without fail, goes, "Oh, you mean friends?" And no. What I want to say to them is, like, the people who think it's just friendship is, if you're just talking about a friend, if your queer platonic partner was just your friend, you wouldn't envision spending the rest of your life with them. You wouldn't potentially consider marriage or raising a family with them, and not even leaving out the fact that most of these things are, like, tied to romance, because a lot of this also is based on the fact that our society puts so much on finding your one partner, your one romantic partner who's going to be your romantic partner, your best friend has to be your romantic partner, has to be your sexual partner, has to be the person who you're most emotionally close to. Our society is based so much on that. So when you think of just your really close friend, usually you wouldn't think of marrying like just a close friend and spending the rest of your life together. You would think of doing that with a life partner, like with people who've been in a QPR, who haven't experienced something like this. They would just feel like that would just be a romantic thing and just disregard.
Yeah, there's definitely, and I hear it all the time, people, mostly cissets, saying it's just a friendship, and it's not. If you take anything away from what was just said, it's not just a friendship.
and, I got a little rambly there.
And yeah, that's okay. That's the gist of what he was saying. And then I know you wanted to touch on the stereotype that people in QPRs have to be asexual and or aromantic.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, it's only an aro-ace thing, or only ace people, or only aro people experience, and it's not. One or both of the people might be ace, might be aro-ace, but neither of them could be. It's, you don't have to be a specific orientation to have a squish on someone. Like, a squish is the term for, basically a platonic crush. It's the term for that.
Yes.
For anyone who didn't know. And personally, I just think it's cute. It's a
yeah,
cute word.
I love that word. Yeah, are there any other misconceptions or stereotypes that you wanted to address?
Actually, I did do a little more looking so I could learn a little bit more myself about this, before I did an episode, because I know a bit, but I wanted to learn a little more just so I didn't spread any misinformation myself. And when I was looking into it, I was like, I figured the word queer platonic came from, you know, queer, like the way we use it as a synonym for, you know, the queer community, but it doesn't. It actually comes from the original meaning of the word queer, like odd or strange, like it's a strange platonic, it's a queer platonic attraction. And that's just my interesting tidbit.
That is really interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's why when I see people use quasi-platonic instead of queer platonic, I'm like, okay, I understand. Like, I completely understand that there are people out there who aren't comfortable using the word queer for themselves. I am not one of those people, but I understand. I am of the belief that it is being reclaimed and has been reclaimed by people much older than me. But I know there are people who don't share this belief, and I fully respect them. But people who say that you have to use quasi-platonic instead because it's more respectful, I'm like, okay, but that's not even the word. Like, that's not the same queer.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that was a little bit of a derailment.
That's okay. No, that makes sense. Any other misconceptions or stereotypes?
No, that's all I've got.
Okay. And then are there any resources specifically you can think of for QPR-related information?
I always trust AVEN, the Asexual Visibility and Education Network, for anything. I know I said that you don't have to be ace or aro to have a QPR, but it generally falls under the purview of ace and aro stuff. I trust AVEN with all of that. They're a really great resource.
And to clarify, the website for AVEN is asexuality.org.
Yeah, I found out earlier, if you type in AVEN.org, it leads you to a weird Spanish website.
Yes. However, asexuality.org is AVEN's correct website.
Yes.
And then I also will put a link to a Dropbox link in the description that just has like a little, two little, almost like PowerPoint slide type tidbits of information about QPRs, if you want to check those out. And I can also put that information in the transcript for people who use screen readers. Yeah, so anything else that you wanted to say, Jem?
No, that's about it.
Okay. Thanks for being on the podcast again.
Thanks for having me on the podcast again. Thanks for putting up with me.
You're very welcome. Say bye to the people.
Bye to the people.
Bye to the people. Thank you for tuning in to Big Gay Talk. This episode featured Jem Arnott and me, AJ Beers. The audio editing was done by Katie Bregman. The theme song was created by Jeans. If you'd like to support our show, you can become a patron at patreon.com/biggaytalk. That's patreon.com/biggaytalk. To find more of Jeans' music or to hire her to create something for you, go to sounddesignerjeans.tumblr.com. Thanks for listening and be sure to tune into next month's episode. Keep it queer.